We got a special guest in the studio with us today, all the way from Brew's Crossing, Pete Sorrell from Settlers Co-op. How you doing, bud?
I'm doing great, great. You saved the nice weather for me to come down here.
You definitely had some rough traveling weather, didn't you?
Yes, we did.
You got here safely, though.
And, oh, yeah.
And why don't you tell the folks why you're in town?
We are going to take part in the Lake Independence Tournament. We're going to go after some perch and maybe walleyes. Yeah, we're looking forward to it.
Well, I guess that's a good place to start. I do want to hit you up for information about the west end of the UP, because you're the man for fishing reports. But let's save that for the second half here and talk a little bit about your plan of attack here going up to Lake Independence. The Ice Fishing Derby this weekend, I assume you already got your buttons?
Yep, we do that early. Everybody talks about getting it done early, and so my son is already taking care of that. And, we talked to some of my friends up this way, and, of course, they're telling me to bring wigglers and small minnows.
Okay.
So
that's very consistent with what we're hearing, too.
Yeah. So I guess that's what we're going to have to start off with anyway. We got some of those new panfish plastics that I was telling you about last week. The chigger fries. We're going to try them. And he also carries a real good look-alike, a wiggler plastic too, that is both scented and glows. So we're gonna give them a shot too. We're gonna throw the whole enchilada at them.
Well, hopefully you find some fish. I heard go deep. That's the one thing I did hear. And there's a lot of deep water on Lake Independence. So
yeah, with this weather pattern and this cold weather, that's where we're gonna head right away. Because it's, you know, had we had the nice weather like we did last week, it'd be a different story, but that's what we're going to try.
Now, I can see, and I knew this already, but you're a big Eskimo guy. You like the Eskimo brand. I assume you have an ice shack from them?
Absolutely. Yep. Yeah, we do. We're good friends with the people over at Eskimo, and we like to wear their gear, and we like their product also. It's easy to use on and off, and takedowns. Packs up, easy to get on off the ice.
So tell me, do you use the thermal one so you can stay warm in weather like we're going to have today and tomorrow?
You know, we have those available at the store, but I don't have one because I have a bigger one. We have one that can take care of 6-8 people.
And wow.
Yeah.
Does it get warm in there, though, on a day like today?
Oh, my goodness. Because the large one, Adam, has a fly that you put on top of the tent so that it keeps the heat in,
mm-hmm.
and it actually, it's t-shirt stuff in there.
Wow, that's impressive.
Yeah, so by the end of the day, you're turning down your little buddies to low, because it does stay warm in there, unless you got a ripping wind, you know. But I really enjoy them, and like I said, easy is the word out there.
Well, Pete, can you hang around with us? I'd like to talk a little bit more about what's going on in the western end of the UP since you just came from there. But we're going to need you to hang around for our next outdoor report later this hour.
Absolutely. We can do that, Adam.
Pete Sorrell from Settlers Co-op in Brew's Crossing. And we'll continue with him later this hour in our next report right here on The Outdoor Show.